You're tuned to The Record with Marcy Silliman. I'm Steve Scheer. Alaska could be the next state to legalize recreational marijuana use. On Tuesday, Alaska Division of Elections confirmed that the campaign to regulate marijuana in Alaska has collected enough signatures to get the measure on the ballot. Alaskans will vote on the measure in August. Alaskans have already voted against legalizing marijuana twice, but supporters say the last vote was more than a decade ago, and there's much more support for legalization now. Alexandra Gutierrez is the capital correspondent for Alaska Public Media. She's in Juneau, the state capital. Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, too.
How is recreational marijuana use regulated in Alaska now?
Well, Alaska's kind of a funny state because outside of Washington and Colorado, we have some of the most liberal laws in the country. There is a constitutional right to privacy, which means our state Supreme Court has said that you can have up to 6 plants in your house. Medical marijuana is also allowed. The problem is you can't actually buy it outside of your home. You can't carry it. So by definition, any way of obtaining marijuana is illegal, even if it is lawful for you to have in your own home.
A little conundrum there. All right. The third time such a measure has been put on the ballot, why do supporters think it's going to pass now?
Well, so the first time we had an initiative like this, it was 2000. That initiative is kind of similar to the one that passed in Washington, but it also gave amnesty to anyone who had, you know, possession-related crimes. This time doesn't have that, and we also have Washington, Colorado having put out a template for us. You know, in 2000, the vote failed 60% to 40%. When they brought it back in 2004, the gap closed by 10 points. So people think that it's pretty likely that they could close the gap another 10 points.
Alexandra Gutierrez is capital correspondent for Alaska Public Media, where that state looks like it's going to be voting on legalizing marijuana in August. Is the argument a taxing argument? Is this an income argument that people are making?
Well, there are a few arguments that people are making. Alaska has a pretty libertarian streak, so there are some who say, well, we already have fairly liberal drug laws. Why not just kind of give up the game and start regulating this for real and allow people to have it? Also, given that we are facing budget shortfalls for the first time in a while, people have kind of joked that this would be a way of cushioning that fall. Right now, the tobacco tax brings about $50 million a year. Well, that's not going to cover everything. It's, you know, some money for schools potentially or some money for public safety. So it's kind of a whole mess of arguments in favor of it. Against it, the different strain of libertarian argument is, why do we want government further involved in marijuana regulation? You know, you could already have it in your home. You can already grow some, so long as you don't have a big grow operation. Why do you want the state government to regulate it?
Now, here in Washington, some cities are looking to opt out of legalized marijuana sales. If this passes, will municipalities in Alaska be able to opt out?
It's just like that. Already in Alaska, there are some boroughs, which in most states are called counties, that are dry counties. Since this would be regulating marijuana in the same way that it would be regulating alcohol, municipalities could say, hey, we don't want this in our town. We want to keep things the way they were. You know, you still have the constitutional right to have it at home, but we don't want you possessing it outside. We don't want drug dealing happening. We don't want to have any sort of distributors in town. We're going to stick with what we got.
It's very interesting. There are people who like the laissez-faire aspect. They're afraid that it's only going to increase the price of pot with taxes. So the opposition isn't that concerned about legalizing marijuana as they are about government intrusion into an existing way of life and an existing way that marijuana is allowed. Since that idea is real, is that on the ballot that they allow people to still like have their 6 plants, or will people lose that right if this passes?
Well, it's still a constitutional right. It's something the state Supreme Court decided. There is a right to privacy, so you can have a certain number of plants and you can have this in your home. So people see that being protected. But it's funny, I interviewed one of the signature gatherers while they were in the process of trying to get on the ballot. And one of the things that he said that really stuck out to me is, you know, when he approaches people to sign his petitions, most people, they sign it whether they are users of marijuana or not. But the arguments he had that were contentious, where people didn't want to sign and people kind of got up in his face about it, were from people that are dealing marijuana now or are extreme regular users who kind of see this not helping them economically. And he was kind of surprised by that. And I was too.
Fascinating. Alexandra Gutierrez is the Capitol correspondent for Alaska Public Media. She joined us from Juneau. A recreational marijuana measure will be on the Alaskan ballot this summer. This is The Record.